Testing, testing.
Selling tickets.
Okay, we'll call order Board of Works for March 26th, and need approval of minutes for March 12th.
So moved.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Department head reports, Parks Department.
I can't talk a lot of that.
You have to give it back.
Welcome. Pete Beeman, Pittsburgh Parks. This Saturday is the Easter egg hunt with Kiwanis at Great Park. Registration's at 10 o'clock, Easter egg hunt will be at 11. We'll have prizes to draw after Kiwanis, to buy bicycles, maybe a way to ban the pass. We'll be weather permitting.
Weather permitting?
Well, it's supposed to rain every day.
No. That's a go, baby. We're going.
We have a couple of programs, or activities that we're doing. One is called Gear Up for Kids. It will be March the 6th at Vincent University, out front of the Davis Hall. We are partnering with WBUB, WFML, Yoakum Chrysler, and Salvation Army. They're collecting used sporting equipment for kids. Salvation Army will then be setting a date to pass out that equipment. The cost for youth sports is very high, as you all know. A lot of kids can't participate because they don't have the proper equipment, so we're hoping to collect baseball gloves, mitts, basketball, soccer, shin guards, just different items. We have a flyer, it's on our Facebook, it's on WBUB's. So we're hoping to collect a ton of equipment we can pass out at a later date.
What date are you doing that on?
April the 6th on Friday. We'll be out in front of Davis Hall collecting the equipment.
Okay.
On April the 9th, which is a Monday, there is Tom Tucker, who owns the skate shop home base on 4th Street, has five skaters, professional from California that will be here, from a company called Toy Machine. They are on a national tour. They're in Chicago, in Louisville, and Nashville. He contacted their manager, and they will stop by his skate shop from 3:30 to 5 on that afternoon to sign autographs and talk to the kids. All these guys are from California. Their videos are on YouTube if anybody wants to look up. Also, Thrasher Magazine is the number one skateboard magazine in the country. They will be following the guys and taking pictures that day, so that'd be kind of cool. I'll be there. We can talk about the skate park possibility next year. It's a nice event for Tom. Let's see. Four Lakes, the shelter house is almost done. We've got some sidewalk work we have to do. The spray pad will start construction hopefully in the next 2 weeks, weather permitting. With a completion date by mid-June, maybe not that long, just depends on what the weather is. The pickleball courts we're going to have up in April. Margaret Snyder has given us $3,000 to go towards this project, and we will name the court after her late husband Dick, who really enjoyed pickleball. They did his life and traveled a lot of places to play. Leicester Square Fitness Park, we hope a lot of people will be going out there now once the weather's gotten warm. We didn't see a lot of usage last year just because we opened it up in November. Try registration is going on. You can go to Facebook or go to try.scotty.com and go to get me registered. The race is June the 10th. If anyone needs a like to volunteer or participate in the race, contact us. And then Rainbow Beach, we're looking for lifeguards like we always do at this time. We're looking to open the pool May 26th, which is that Saturday, is on Memorial Day weekend.
Police Department.
Dusty Lukey, Vincent's Police Department. We are currently at 2,350 calls for this year. Kind of segued right into my next point here I wanted to make. We made a post on Facebook. We actually had some questions about there being a lot of traffic enforcement in the area between our department and some of the other area agencies. So I just want to remind everybody, we are participating in increased traffic patrol through the Indiana Criminal Justice Institute's Operation Pullover. They do a couple different segments throughout the year for dangerous driving, seatbelts, aggressive driving, and DUI. So we are participating in that right now. We've had extra officers. Whenever you see those officers out, normally they identify themselves that they're working that project, and they are out extra in addition to the officers that are already working the street and just specifically looking for those types of violations. So just remind everybody, buckle up, drive safe. We are doing extra patrols. As far as our hiring process, last time we spoke, I think I let you guys know that we had about 18, 19 people left on the list after the testings. We are currently in the background polygraph stage of testing, and we have scheduled 5 polygraphs and are in the process on several backgrounds. We do have one individual that we are getting ready to offer a conditional offer of employment to. And as you guys know, that is the first step for us to be able to send them up for psychological and medical evaluation for the state pension, which is, that's the condition for us to hire them, is that they can make the requirements necessary for PERF. I think that's all I have.
Thanks, Chief.
Thanks.
Street and sanitation. Nice.
Bryce and the street department, we received the seal of cracks and containment, so we started that today. It's going to be our first day and last day. So we need to get started today. Got all of it.
City engineer.
John Gray, city engineer. I had the Main Street Phase 1 pre-bid meeting today. Well, we had a good turnout. I think we had 7 different contractors at the meeting. Not all of them will be bidding prime, but it's always good to have a good turnout at your pre-bid meeting. And we have started the 2017 CCMG project with tree removal on Shelby Street. Subcontractor is out there, and he's, I think, over halfway done with tree removals on Shelby Street. After he's through and grinding stumps, then the concrete crew move in by beginning of the middle of April. So,
thanks.
That's it.
No old business, move to new business. First step is proposed installation of monitoring wells, well pumps, environment.
My name is Scott Connors. I work at Wilcox Environmental. I'm a senior project manager and geologist. We are overseeing an investigation of a release of dry cleaning chemicals from the former Fields Cleaners. It's now Fields Cleaners, 1401 West Washington. We have finished our investigation and found the nature and extent of the contaminant plume in the groundwater. We submitted our work plan to IDEM, the Indiana Department of Environmental Management. We received their approval for the work plan for the long-term monitoring, so we can determine the exact concentrations and form a remediation work plan. The next step is installation of permanent monitoring wells that we would come out and monitor on a quarterly basis. And we've got the approval from IDEM, and I work with Mr. Sprague, and he asked me to come before the board to ask for permission to install permanent wells in the city right of way, and it would be in the grassy area between the sidewalk and the street, and it's roughly goes from Oak Street to Shelby, and then from 9th to 11th Street.
So how many wells are there?
There will be a total of 20 wells, but only at 14 locations. Based on the nature of the bedrock in Vincennes, it's got a nice deep dip to it, so we'll put in some deeper wells and some shallow wells. And the ones that will go deeper will be nested with shallow ones. Mm-hmm. So some of those locations will have 2 wells, but just in one concrete well pad. And those are roughly 2 foot by 2 foot square, and they're flush to the ground, so it looks like a well, that almost looks like a meter pit for water. Yeah, so it's minimally disruptive to the people's yards. Mm-hmm. But we also learned by doing this for a long time that it's easier to work in a public right of way than to seek off-site access at that number of properties.
This is all because I want starch in my collar, so that's a trick.
Actually, the starch is the fun part. The chemical we're dealing with is called tetrachloroethylene. They don't use that any for any longer at Kim's Cleaners.
Okay.
It's just a lot of historical business practices, accidental releases. The exact time it got there, we don't know. We just know that it's there. And our next step beyond the monitoring would be to get into remediation. But before we can do that, we need to know the exact concentration we're dealing with. The previous investigation gave us enough information to know where we want to permanently monitor.
So who employs you in this process?
I work for Wilcox. It's a private environmental consulting firm. We were contracted through the former owner's legal counsel.
Okay.
And in the end, it's fortunate enough that the historical general liability policies for insurance cover this.
Okay. Great. John, do you have any questions or concerns?
No. Like you said, they've been here multiple times expanding their range, and I think, like you said, this is just to install some permanent wells. They have a good idea of where the contaminants are. They just need to install a more permanent wells.
Okay, great.
All right, I'll make a motion to approve the plan as submitted by Wilcox Environmental.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
That's very important. Thanks. Next is bid opening for demolition of blight houses.
I don't have a cake. 303 North 11th Street and 135 East Rio Avenue. Mullins is the only contractor to bid.
So we take these under advisement?
Can
we?
Well,
let Phil look at them and then.
You can support that.
Let's report that. Yeah. Okay.
Otherwise, the research is not made.
Okay.
So there aren't any of this. We have to.
We'll take this under advisement, but we'll follow through with your recommendation. So.
The cost on 303 North 11th Street is $8,000. The cost of 135 East Middle Avenue is $7,000.
And this is all through the blight?
Blight.
What Phil did. This is through the blight removal program, right?
Yes.
He sits down, you can't see it all.
We'll take these bids under advisement and then Mr. Cooper will report back to the board.
Okay, we'll move on to Camp Wild Woods Pancake Breakfast Banners. Pancake, somebody said pancake tickets.
Pancake tickets.
Camp Wellwood Foundation would like to ask your permission to put up banners, my banner, on Hart Street, the weeks of April 30th and May 7th, prior to a pancake breakfast on May 12th. Also would like to look ahead to October for our fall pancake breakfast and request the banners on Hart Street for October 8th through the 22nd.
Kill two birds with one stone, right?
We can trust this guy, you think? We'll make this as one fell swoop here. We're going to make motion to approve Camp Wellwood pancake breakfast banners for April 30th and May 7th on Hart Street, and October 8th through the 22nd at the same location.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Thanks, Jim. Next is Pantheon interlocal agreement. This is basically an agreement between the city and the county for the Pantheon project. The city council's already passed it, as well as the county council. And I think it just needs to be approved by the Board of Works also.
Board of Works and the county commissioners.
And the county commissioners.
The county commissioners, okay. So you're recommending that we approve this, Mayor?
Yes.
Okay, I'll make a motion that we approve the Pantheon interlocal agreement as described by Mayor Urban. I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye. We have a hallelujah?
Next is quote for Gimbel Corner Wall Restoration.
You want to read them or you want to?
John, read this. John, you go ahead.
Okay.
If you remember, we did this to actually re-brick the wall and contract.
We were working out with the contractor, so we went back to the drawing board and solicited three quotes for rehabbing the wall instead of building another wall to significant savings. I solicited three quotes, one from Hendricks and Concrete and Construction, one from Schulman Restoration, and one from Walker Masonry. And Walker Masonry could not submit a quote. They basically declined to submit a quote because they couldn't do the work until like November of this year. So the quote from
Really, we're just considering two, right?
Right. Hendricks and Concrete Construction submitted a quote of $65,000. Schulman Restorations submitted a quote of $47,500, both with very, very similar scopes of work.
So we're taking these under advisement again.
I'm prepared to make a recommendation for Schulman.
Okay. Is that okay, Dave? Okay. All right.
The most I need to work for Schulman.
Okay.
$47,500 for Schulman.
$47,500?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Mayor, I make a motion that we approve the quote from Schulman for $47,500 for the restoration of the Gimbel Corner Wall. I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Thanks, John.
Yep.
Thanks for saving us money.
Is Jim Westfall Red Light for Life?
What? Went on the agenda, dude.
I know. Jim Westfall, I don't even need that.
Oh, yeah, you do.
I do.
Because she's recording.
Okay.
It's okay.
Jim Westfall, Finance Chairman for Knox County Red Light for Life. I got a request for a banner for Hart Street, but I guess I might change that, and I think make the decision.
Hart Street's not available.
Hart Street's not available. That's what I said. I might have changed it. For Washington Avenue.
Washington Avenue.
And we don't have one on Washington Avenue.
We've got College Second and Hart.
We've got College May 7th and 14th, or Second Street April 16th and 23rd.
Okay. What I need is 8th through the 19th, so where can I do that?
May 8th to the 19th?
Uh-huh.
We put them up on Monday.
Okay.
On the 7th.
That works.
The 7th through the 19th.
Okay.
And then on the 21st.
And where's that?
College.
The college?
They're by Walgreens.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
And also, Butter Brigade for 15th and Hart Street on May 5th and 6th. From 9 to 4, May 12th and 13th from 9 to 4.
12th, okay, 5th and 6th from 9 to 4, and the 12th and 13th?
13th
and
9 to 4.
And where at?
15th and Hart.
15th and Hart, 15th and half and Hart.
Is that open?
Yeah. Chief, any problem with that? Okay.
And do we need the permission to put signs up over town like we always have?
Like little yard signs?
Little yard signs.
Sure.
That's it.
All right, hand me the microphone back.
Okay.
Demanding little guy for, I think.
Okay, so we're going to make one motion for three different items. We're going to approve the hanging of a banner for a Relay for Life. That means you take the bullet for the weather. You realize that. Robin, who gets a good weekend, and then you're inside. You're inside. Doesn't matter anymore. Hang a banner at 7th, from the 7th through the 19th of
May on College Avenue. Approval of the bucket brigades at 15th and a half at Hart on two different dates, 5th and 6th of May from 9 to 4, and the 12th and 13th from 9 to 4. And then finally, an array of yard signs to be displayed throughout the community in support for the Relay for Life.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
We'll get insurance to...
We tried. We know where you live. We know where you live.
Okay.
Nothing under miscellaneous. We just need a motion to adjourn.
I'll move.
We are adjourned.
All right. Good job, Mayor.